debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at TomHartmann.com.
This is the Tom Hartmann Program.
Greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak, whatever it may be for you. Happy Friday. Anything goes Friday, although we are going to have a few guests on. We're going to be talking about electronic voting and a few other topics that I think you'll find of interest. I wanted to start out, though, by telling you that we got punked yesterday, which means that you got punked via us. I take responsibility for this. And we put on the air a person who represented himself as one of the kids from Parkland, one of the survivors of the shooting, when in fact he was not, as far as we can tell. And what he was proposing was, and this, by the way, they had put together this fairly elaborate thing. I mean, they have an email address. They had a website. There's a Facebook page on this. They have an email address, march4ourlivesdc@gmail.com. All this stuff, you know, it looked legitimate. We believed it was our mistake. The Washington Post apparently also believed it was. Justin Moyer wrote a piece for the Washington Post this morning quoting this phony Casey Kasky, Cameron Kasky. And the bottom line here, what they're trying to do is convince people that they should bring unloaded assault weapons to the event in Washington, D.C. Now, here's what happens if you walk into D.C. with an assault weapon, loaded or unloaded. You will immediately be descended upon by police. If they think it's loaded, you may be dead real fast. These weapons are completely banned in the District of Columbia. You know, there was a guy I used to work with at RT, Adam, who even, you know, thought that ban was unconstitutional and carried an assault weapon down to the Jefferson Memorial, as I recall. And I think he spent 6 months in jail. He got arrested in any case. So this is a troll attack attempt that has caught us and the Washington Post. I've turned over all the information that we have to the Capitol Police and the FBI. And, you know, we're hopeful we can figure out who is doing this, because these people, this isn't just a prank. This could get somebody killed. And yesterday when this kid or man or whoever he was on the air said, yeah, we want people to bring unloaded weapons, my first thought was, wait a minute, you can't do that. And then he said, well, we got permission for this. And I thought, that's really weird. But I had just
you know, hours earlier, or the night before, actually, watched Emma Gonzalez, you know, who was kind of a heroine of the movement, just be mowed down, essentially, by fast-talking Dana Loesch. And it hit me when I was watching that on CNN the night before. These kids are not professional communicators, and they're going to make mistakes. And so I thought, well, you know, after we get off the air, I'll tell him that I don't think that's a good idea, and that D.C., I can't believe that D.C. would allow you to bring guns to these things. And, you know, you should, and you know, I didn't encourage it on the air. At least my recollection is I didn't. But anyhow, just wanted to tell you that, and, you know, my apologies to you, and, you know, hopefully we've cleaned this thing up. But the bottom line is there are trolls out there who are willing to see people killed, dead, certainly arrested, who are trying to disrupt the March for Our Lives. They got us. I believe they got the Washington Post. They sent this this email out to a whole huge media list. I've got the media list here that they sent it to from this March FOR Our Lives DC at gmail.com account, which is apparently the phony account. And so just a heads up. Just want to let you know. Meanwhile, you know, a lot in the news. Yesterday, I called out a couple of car rental companies that sponsor the NRA. And apparently, a number of you contacted your car rental companies because Enterprise Holdings, which owns several different car companies, Enterprise Car Company, Alamo, and there's one other that they own, they said, that's it. We're no longer offering discounts for NRA members. So that's a good thing. Just an FYI, the FCC has ordered net neutrality to end on the 23rd of April. So we've got a little less than 2 months, or in the neighborhood of 2 months, before net neutrality completely ends. The solution to this is to pass a resolution of disapproval using the Congressional Review Act, the CRA. And we need one Republican senator to join all the Democrats. Excuse me. And I believe, it's not Susan Collins, it's the other senator from Maine has already joined on this thing. But I'm not certain. In any case, we need one Republican senator. So, you know, call your senators, 202-225-3121, and say, you know, please stop the FCC from ending net neutrality. This is wrong. Wayne LaPierre, I haven't double or triple sourced this, but I have heard this in other places. This floating around the internet this morning, Wayne LaPierre, CEO of the NRA, did not serve in the military, even though his draft lottery number was 97 in 1969. He got a family doctor to claim he had a nervous disorder. Donald Trump had a doctor who claimed he had bone spurs. So you've got Cadet Bone Spur and Wayne Little Peter with a nervous disorder to avoid Vietnam. But they sure do love guns now, right? A very thoughtful piece by Ellie Mistel, M-Y-S-T-A-L-E-L-I-E is the first name, at AboveTheLaw.com. This is fascinating. Many reasons to be against President Wayne LaPierre's or Donald Trump's idea to arm teachers in public schools. But here's one more problem that I'm sure most white people haven't thought about yet. Arming teachers, American teachers, will directly result in students of color being shot to death at school. Now, for, you know, your average white person who has little contact with this, you know, this experience, listen carefully as I read on. I know that because the only other group of public employees that is armed at the behest of the state shoots unarmed people of color on the reg. The cops actually receive extensive training in how to use their firearms, how to assess threats, how to de-escalate situations, and they still murder innocent civilians all the time. Giving a teacher a gun is asking that teacher to be afraid. It makes poor judgment a homicidal offense. And that danger will be borne by black and brown students, the students who make teachers afraid just by their very existence. We'll be telling teachers to shoot armed terrorists breaching the schools. What's really going to happen is an unarmed black truant loitering in a hallway he's not supposed to be in gets shot 8 times by the jumpy choir director. Oh, she'll feel just awful about her mistake, but a jury of her peers will never convict her of a crime. One can assume that the legal system will treat armed teachers just like cops. And then it goes on. Having told the community that armed teachers are necessary to protect children, no jury is going to convict a teacher just because they mistakenly perceived a threat. And white America will rally around the poor teacher who emptied his clip into a loud, aggressive student of color who has a history of smoking cigarettes behind the school and getting into fistfights. I can see the media reports now, Ellie Mistal writes. She's the executive editor of Above the Law and legal editor for More Perfect. Eli, it must be. He writes, Delaquan Friedman was shot dead after threatening local teacher Miss Mary Priss with projectile chicken nuggets. Priss believed Friedman had a gun in his lunchbox, which in fact only contained a Pokemon ball, believed stolen from a white child. Though just 8, Friedman's permanent record revealed that the large athletic boy received detention 3 whole times since his parents divorced late last year. And then, you know, he makes the point, America is entirely too racist to arm our teachers. Excellent point. But of course, Donald Trump, clueless.
Right.
And many of the rest of us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Meanwhile, the war on America declared by the Trump administration continues as they begin to deregulate our banks, and the ATF is being crushed by the gun industry.
Great show today. I started out the show actually talking about how we got punked yesterday. There's a bunch of people who are trying to actually get anti-gun protesters killed in Washington, D.C. It's bizarre. Check that out. And, you know, just anything goes Friday. We had a great day. Plus, Mimi Kennedy was on and John Braley talking about the importance of clean elections. Check it out. You can get our commercial-free podcast at TomHartman.com, our clips here at Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.